everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Geekly Debate. I am Gomer, and with me today is...
Adam.
Robert.
Taylor.
And today, we are getting into the holiday spirit, and we are talking about the best Christmas movie of all time.
And by movie, we do mean a feature-length film. So you're not going to see some things that might be obvious contenders, like the Charlie Brown Christmas special or How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Not technically true. You can actually... One of the Grinch movies was...
We're not doing the Jim Carrey one. Okay, you can pick
that.
You can pick the Jim Carrey one if you want. Yeah,
but you'd be wrong.
I don't see how you could... I don't think it's terrible, but certainly not the best.
I'm not saying it's the best, but I'm saying technically, if you chose to,
if you're picking the Jim Carrey
one,
sure.
But you should.
The more classic one, the cartoon one, is off limits here.
Yeah, because it's a short and it was on TV.
So yeah, so anything less than 30 minutes is kind of ruled out.
Yeah.
But that's out of the way. There's still plenty to choose from.
There are. I'll go first. Mine's probably the best, easiest one, you know, they play it. Well, maybe not, because there's a channel that plays a specific Christmas movie, you know, for, like, an hour, like, 24 hours.
That's what we should talk about.
That is definitely one we should talk about. But my choice is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Shitter's Full. I mean, I could go on and on. And the Rockets, Red Glare.
Yeah, a lot of classic movies.
Dude, there's so many.
See, no panty lines.
Perfect, yeah.
I like the squirrel and the Christmas tree.
Yeah. And it covers...
Oh, wait, no, it's a cat.
Well, there was a cat. But there was a squirrel in the Christmas tree after the cat screwed up his tree. The dog drank all the water out of the tree, drying it out. And then Uncle Whatever's Name is lights his cigar near it, burns it up. So he goes out in the front yard and cuts his own, and that one had a squirrel living in it. I watch this movie at least 3 times a year. Most times in July. You know, that's when I need it the most. It is odd. I need Christmas in July. But this movie covers every aspect of Christmas. Most of it family, and we all have that awkward, weird family.
It's my favorite vacation movie.
It jumps onto a lot of sort of the kind of less glamorous aspects of Christmas, like having to deal with your family coming over, including the ones you don't like.
Yeah.
Having to do the hectic shopping.
The hectic, the Christmas tree hunting.
Dealing with the decorations, dealing with the lights.
And the thing about it is,
there's like a heart to it, though.
Yes,
like it's not just like dumping all over Christmas.
Yeah.
It's kind of shining a light on these less glamorous aspects, but it still acknowledges there's something special about Christmas.
With all the vacation movies, you know, Clark Griswold, the main character played by Chevy Chase, he's always just gung-ho and wants to have such a good time with the holiday. And I think every Christmas... And it ends up bad. And I think every Christmas, you know, I get like that. I'm like, man, this is going to be the best Christmas. I'm decorating. I'm bringing out my Christmas village, and it takes me 3 hours to put up, you know. I'm doing it all. And then it ends up just being my kids playing video games for an hour and then being bored. You know, that's what Christmas is. Yeah. My kids open their presents,
that was a scene in the movie. Is he having this like vision of him like carving the turkey?
And they screw up the meal, and then the dog. It's great. I love it. Everyone has seen it. If you haven't,
and he gets like Nana to do the blessing, and she starts saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes. I lose it every time. I love it. And then he gets the Jelly of the Month Club first Christmas bonus, of course. You know, gypped, and that's the real meaning of Christmas. Getting that Christmas bonus.
Okay, no.
You're right, no.
My pick's going to have the real meaning of Christmas. So
let's get on to someone else's pick.
Well, real quick, though.
Elle, you want to talk about Vacation?
I do like it as a movie, but like I think the fact that you can watch it in July, like you were saying, is kind of illustrative of the point that...
Maybe.
It's more a kind of... It's a funny comedy.
Yes.
It's... Not really like quintessentially Christmas, I would say. Like, they do jump on all these things that are great about, like, great and hokey about Christmas.
Yes.
It's not.
The movie is called Christmas Vacation, so I have to call it a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie, but it's not like.
The plot is fully reliant on Christmas.
It being Christmas time, I completely understand what you're saying, Taylor. It is. It kind of is a National Lampooning of Christmas, and that is definitely not the traditional sort of, hey, Jesus and loving family and all this, but if you want to look at realism...
Isn't even really much about religion. It's more
That's
awful for me to say.
But it's about... You're right, but it is about getting together with family and sharing those moments, and I think that's what Chris... He doesn't want hardly any of these people here, you know, at his house... Especially, you know, Uncle What's-His-Name, Cousin What's-His-Name.
Cousin Eddie.
Yes. Yeah. Shitter's Full. I can't get enough of that, man. But yeah, it is about family, but it's about dealing with family even though you don't really want to.
Yeah.
And everybody does that every Christmas.
Okay, it is a Christmas movie, obviously. Yeah.
But no, I understand what you're saying, that when it comes to the traditional fare of Christmas and the spirit behind the season and the holiday, then no, National Lampoon misses that completely. But they do it in order
that's
to tell
how they
a
were
joke.
Going for it.
Exactly.
So it's fine.
Yeah. Cool. Anybody else has a comment on that on that awesome movie? Who else has a pick? Go ahead, Bob. What's your pick for the best Christmas movie?
Well, I was going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a great pick.
That is a good
solid pick.
I was going to go.
It's a good pick.
Oh, you're going
to
pick something terrible now, aren't you?
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
All right.
Actually, there's three movies.
You have to pick one, man.
No.
Stop. Narrow it down.
I'm only mentioning one. I'm okay. saying there's three movies. All three of them take place at Christmas. About Kevin. Home Alone. Two, and three. The first one, he gets left home alone. The second one, he's lost in New York. And the third one's like his cousin or something.
The third one was lame.
I'm just saying that there's three
movies.
But
which one? Which one?
My favorite.
First one.
The first one was great.
Oh, by far.
First one was amazing.
Yeah. You filthy animal.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
But yeah, a good movie. I wouldn't pick it as a Christmas movie.
Still do that.
Even though it happens during Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie. It's about family.
It's about as much a Christmas movie as Die Hard is.
True. But
I
did not
actually pick Die Hard.
I did not pick Die
Before
Hard.
Before we recorded, we mentioned Die Hard is technically a Christmas
it
movie.
It is. It's my favorite Christmas movie, but it is by no means the best Christmas movie.
The first Home Alone.
Yeah. It's the antithesis of Christmas. He's by himself.
But the whole point is...
It's terrible
it's
parents.
Not so much what
yes, dude. It's about child abuse. The movie is about child abuse. She doesn't call... I mean, when she's there, she calls the cops, and then the cops don't come pick this kid up.
Right.
Doesn't call the police and say, I left my boy at home.
Speaking of calling the police, why did he set an elaborate series... It's been a while since I've seen the movie. Did he try to call the cops on these criminals, or did he just set up his elaborate series of traps?
There was a storm, and it knocked down, like, the power phone line or something.
Except the thing is, if the power line's knocked out, how is he calling to order pizza?
No, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the plot hole of Home Alone? No, it's full of them.
There are several plot holes, but it was a great movie.
No,
I watched it.
It was.
Three or four times in theaters when I was, in theaters,
It's still a fun movie to watch with kids who haven't seen it, because they will giggle their asses off at stepping on Christmas balls with bare feet and stuff like that. You know, just this stupid, cheesy
traps. The traps you can set during Christmas.
Yeah.
And his little dance party that he sets up to make it look like he's got people there and stuff to throw the bandits off.
Yeah, the wet bandits.
The wet bandits. The second bandits. One, they become the sticky bandits.
Yeah, the sticky bandits. But the one thing I have
Did
to say.
Did they ever have names that aren't sexual anyway?
No, exactly. There's a lot of things wrong with the movie. First thing, I never liked Macaulay Culkin. Ever.
As a child? Are you going to really hate on him as a child?
I mean, I was a child then, so it was kind of like a peer. So I hated him even as a peer. You're lame, Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
And that's really the only thing I have to say about it. I just never liked Macaulay Culkin. I never thought he was a really good actor.
Again, he was a kid.
There's good child actors.
Few and far between.
Haley Joel Osment. That's an actor. A child actor. But no, not that, not Macaulay Culkin. But go ahead, Bob. Anything else about Home Alone?
Oh, beyond the fact that I was, one of six kids, so obviously,
Did that happen to you? Did you get left home alone?
No, I didn't get left home alone.
Is this really about you?
Yeah. I didn't get left home alone, but this is like... if I actually got left home alone, I could see me doing this.
Dude, that's the thing. I don't know.
I could see me fighting robbers.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If I was actually a child and was left home alone, even if I had wished my family away the night before, like what happens in the movie, I'd be scared out of my mind. And Macaulay Culkin just takes it, just rides along with the wave. Screw it.
I don't know. I feel like there's got to be, Is like the whole city out of power?
No, he has power because you're able to see everything happening.
Okay,
but like, at some point,
I feel like there's stuff you can do besides just kind of sitting on your ass and
he goes shopping at one time. Power. He goes grocery shopping at one time.
Yeah.
At one point in the film, it's just weird.
And
dude.
Also, there's also the second part of his
even
mother.
In the 80s, it doesn't work.
Of his mother pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get back home.
John Candy. Yeah. With the polka band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to get back home to be with her son. But on the same note, it's not just
about
this.
There is a little bit of heart to it in that.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of heart to it when she's trying to make up for her utter failure as a parent.
She actually didn't count before they all went to the airport.
And she counted the other kid. What are you parenting
to overcome your failure?
Gosh, dude, that's exactly right. You've opened my eyes. Home Alone is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's not terrible. I still watch it all the time.
Exactly.
It's on Netflix, I think, actually, right now.
I think overall...
Just seething with rage, looking at Macaulay Culkin. You watch the...
I hate him, man. I do. He was in, like, a movie later on when he was like,
terrible
a
terrible My Girl and Terrible and Saved.
My Girl was based on a book called Bridge to Terabithia.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yep.
It went so close to the book Bridge to Terabithia.
Okay, and spoiler alert, cried. She die in it?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, that's kind of similar.
I cried like a girl.
She dies
in
Bridge.
Not to be sexist, I cried like a baby.
She survives in My Girl.
Oh.
Oh, grand for her.
It's turned around. It's the opposite. I loved Bridge to Terabithia, man.
If it was the opposite, it would like be the dude dies.
Yeah, I know. That's what,
yeah,
whatever.
Macaulay Culkin
whatever,
dies
whatever.
In My Girl.
Oh, well, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. It seems like it was a ripoff, man. Back to Christmas movies. Who else has a pick? Do you want to go first, Taylor?
I'll go ahead and go.
Go ahead, man.
I'm a little hesitant about this one because most people think of this as a Christmas movie, but only one part of the movie actually takes place during Christmas. The most important scene, the climax of the movie. I said climax.
Climax? It's okay.
I was going to say climactic, dude. But halfway through I decided to say climax.
Climax sounds like a really cool superhero.
Climax.
Man. Climax.
Okay, the climax of the movie takes place during Christmas.
Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I agree with you. It's obviously one of the best Christmas movies ever.
Yeah.
It's easily, easily.
It's a Wonderful Life. A cynical person might say, oh, it's kind of hokey, but fuck you.
It's not hokey.
It's a heartwarming story.
Yes.
It's unabashedly sincere.
That's a Taylor it is.
Spot.
It is. It's unabashedly sincere.
That's a Taylor response. Yeah.
It is. I do that all the time. But, okay. It's a movie about the impact one man can have. It's a movie about the life you touch around you. It's a movie about
what could have been, what is now.
What you never realize how many lives you touch. And also about kind of the measure of success.
Yeah, I think
by financial standards, yeah, he had a pretty crummy life, but he had a lot of people who loved him, and in the end he realized that was more
important. I think the 80s hair band Cinderella said it best, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Paid paradise. Wow. Okay, kind of derailed my whole train of thought.
No, it's an awesome, awesome movie, man.
Okay.
When he's running through the town like a madman,
yeah,
it's impossible not
movie,
to get emotional. It's impossible.
The part where I always choke up is the very last part where everyone comes in and it's sort of like faith rewarded.
Yes.
His good deeds are finally coming around.
Yep.
He did make an impact, and all these people couldn't stand to see something bad happen to him. But the single moment, though, that's just kind of the best about when his brother Harry shows up, and he's a toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Yeah.
Rich not because of all the money he doesn't see, but he's rich because
of
he
all
has
the friendships.
Things that truly matter.
Yeah. And that's really about what Christmas is about. Even if you don't have any gifts and family,
A lot of people probably consider me a pretty surly guy, but damn it, I tear up whenever
Dude,
I see
yep.
it.
Me too,
it's
man. I'm
moment.
Getting emotional right now just thinking about it. I love that. Love that movie. I can't say a single thing negative. It's in black and white. It is a little hokey because it's dated, but it's certainly not blackface like in Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Which is another one of my favorite.
Well, that's dated
movies.
In the most horrible way.
Oh man, it's horrible.
This is dated in the sense that you might not get some of the references about like rationing during World War II, things like that.
Yeah. But the reason it's...
Or about, like, bank closures.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah, but the reason it's stuck around is because the sentiments, and at its core, it's universally, you know,
well,
and
I'll
bridges
say it again.
Everything.
It's unabashedly sincere.
Yep.
And
you're right.
While that... There's only that one scene that's actually during Christmas, but...
Yeah.
Really, isn't that the most important thing about Christmas?
Boom.
Is the people around you.
And I think that's part of the movie. That's how they did the movie. They waited to show you everything that, you know, Christmas was about during the Christmas scene.
Yeah.
You know, they can't have anybody closing a bank and bankrupting people in the holiday season. That's just a downer, you know?
Yeah.
So they kind of wait and push that
old
off.
Man Potter.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Right. Actually, probably what he's an asshole.
Yeah, he is, man. But isn't it kind of like the same family message that Home Alone has?
Forget your kids at home?
No, like family's the best. It doesn't matter if you're in Europe having this cool vacation.
I don't know. George Bailey never left his kids behind at home, maybe. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go on to the last. You got a pick? And then we'll get into some honorable mentions, because there's 1,000 of them.
There are 1,000 of them.
The best Christmas movie.
You've been racking your brains. Now's
the original, what is it, Batman 2 with Michael Keaton? That's during Christmas, isn't
Batman
it?
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
That's
during Christmas.
That's a Christmas movie. That's a little dark for
Freeze!
That's not... No, that was...
Batman Returns with Penguin and Catwoman.
Is Batman and Robin during Christmas? Or
no,
is it
no.
just Mr. Freeze once at Christmas?
In fact, I think it's
Christmas all the time!
He watches Snow Miser, which is a Christmas... There's that Christmas.
That's my favorite Christmas.
That's about it.
Yeah. Is it... What's that dude's name? Miser... Burgermeister. Is that what you got?
Burgermeister.
Burgermeister Meisterburger was from the...
Here Comes Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's different.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're getting on topic.
Frost Miser.
Go ahead, Adam.
You have your
Gremlins.
Actually, that is my favorite.
Oh, it's awesome.
That is my favorite Christmas.
It's amazing.
That is one of my top five movies. Yeah. That is my favorite movie that happens during the Christmas.
Oh, it's so... Yeah, dude, it's so awesome. We should have a different thing for not Christmas movies, but movies that take place during Christmas.
Technically Christmas.
Technically Christmas movies.
I'm going to go... Well, the Christmas Story.
But okay.
You'll put your eye out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just someone had to say it.
Someone had to say it. It is... It exemplifies the child's quest for stuff during the Christmas time.
Exactly.
It does a lot of the same things that Christmas Vacation does. It points out some of the less glamorous aspects of Christmas.
But it glamorizes them.
I think. Best, to some degree. But, like, there's still, like... having Christmas dinner at the Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Fragile. It must be from France.
Yeah.
Really, though, Christmas Story is about your childhood, though.
Yes.
Yeah. It's told from a child's perspective, and it does a better job than most any movie I can think of kind of capturing childhood innocence at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it getting crushed slowly over time.
There's a scene.
Oh, come on,
and
man.
You guys.
Santa Claus putting his boot in his face and shoving him down. That's soul crushing for a little kid.
But there is that, like, excited, you know, I can't wait to see Santa.
That was the most elaborate Santa
dude, right?
I've ever
right?
seen. Where the hell was that in my mind? I want to go down a slide. That's awesome. All that guy was like, he's in the middle of the hallway.
I think every kid has that thing, oh, we're going to see Santa, and then you get there, and it's nothing like you expect when you go to see the magical guy who brings presents down your freaking chimney.
It's not all like childhood wonder, it's kind of the more...
Coming of age, almost.
Yeah, but then also, that is what... It's capturing what it's actually like to be a kid during Christmas, and that is an aspect of it, is like... It's kind of a little creepy.
It is creepy, man. No, it's Christmas is kind of creepy.
I mean, I feel like more kids cry on Santa's lap.
Yes.
Like, maybe not more, but like, there's a lot of kids who get freaked out during the Santa.
Yeah. My favorite scene of the whole movie is when he wakes up Christmas morning and just looks out the window. And it's just icy and snowy and everything is white. You guys living in Tennessee may not have ever had that. In Pennsylvania, there have been several years when I was a kid, and you wake up Christmas morning and just everything is just still, not a car on the street. So I love that movie, man. Awesome movie. There's a reason TBS or whatever, they'll
play it 24 hours.
There's a reason they do that, yeah. I actually have two copies of that on DVD. I'm not sure how.
I have two copies of it.
I will never get a copy of it on DVD just because. We are in the middle of it. Yeah, we're doing the best Christmas movie.
And you're up if you want to pick one. We had a Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life.
David has swooped in out of nowhere, right as we were about to end, in fact. But yeah, so far we've done...
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Home Alone. It's a Wonderful Life. And now we're doing Christmas Story.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have one?
I would have gone with It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just a wonderful movie.
I feel like you and I agree a lot on these.
Definitely. Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
Okay. But back to Christmas Story, just someone had to say it because it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest Christmas movies.
Well, it is by far the Christmas movie that has been beaten into me the most, because growing up, it was my mom's favorite Christmas movie.
My mom hates
it.
Really? Why?
I don't.
Do you know why? Or
I never really got a straightforward explanation.
Because there's really... The mom is probably the most important character in the whole thing.
I know. Well, consequently, I didn't
check as the dad.
I didn't see Christmas Story until I was in my late teens.
Okay.
And you saw the 24 hours on one day.
I constantly saw it.
No, I remember growing up, I constantly saw it, not just one day, but all season, because my mom had it on DVD, and it was just like on loop in the house. And it was
So after a while,
we're getting a preview of what they do on TNBS.
Basically. TNT, TBS.
Okay, so I'm kind of sick of that movie, but I kind of know that movie.
Yeah,
I love
honorable
it.
Mentions.
Yeah, let's do honorable mentions. I'll go. We mentioned Die Hard. I love that. We mentioned
technically a Christmas movie.
We mentioned Holiday Inn. Which,
again, we have a whole list set up and waiting for us of technically Christmas movies that aren't really Christmas.
We mentioned Holiday Inn, which is like an old musical sort of dancing thing.
Yeah,
Wonderland. It's a great musical.
It's a great racist, musical.
White Christmas. Great.
Miracle
Jingle
White
all
Christmas.
The way.
Jingle All the Way is pretty solid. Yeah.
Yeah. Jingle All the Way.
To roll
sound.
It back to some of the classics
Elf.
Again, Miracle on 34th Street.
No. I don't like that. I'm not
that
a big fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
That is a bad movie all around. That is a bad Christmas movie.
What movie?
What are we talking about?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa has its own appeal, but it's like
not
the same appeal that National Lampoon's Christmas does.
When my dad is embarrassed to watch that movie, that is a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay, but Miracle on 34th Street, at the very least, you got to acknowledge the guy playing Santa did okay.
Oh, no, I'm not talking...
I think he won an Oscar or was at least nominated for one.
I just don't care for the story that much. It seemed to me that the main idea with that story was, hey, make sure you go to the mall and buy some gifts. You know what I mean? Because 34th Street, the miracle was Macy's. Go to Macy's and buy stuff. That's the only reason there's a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is because back in the day, Macy's wanted people to do their Black Friday
the
shopping.
Santa character,
there.
Though, he would like tell people, "Hey, go here instead."
Yes.
And he would.
You're right.
He was all about the kid.
You're right.
And that's kind of what the movie's about, right? It's about this sort of purity of Christmas in the midst of all this cynicism.
Yeah,
the characters
yeah.
around him were cynical. Sure,
you're right. You're right.
I there's a reason I didn't pick it for the best.
Yeah,
but
it's a made-for-TV
honorable mention,
movie.
Certainly.
But it's really. But it's where the kids find the North Pole and Santa Claus in the workshop, and somebody's doing like mining or drilling, and they're blasting.
Oh, that's the Santa Claus?
No.
Okay, that's one of the dimensions.
No, that's
Santa Claus and Tim Allen. That's a pretty solid.
I like the Santa Claus. They're hilarious.
Not the one with Dudley Moore, and it was a made-for-TV movie. Like that.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
they were like, "How do you get in houses without the chimneys?" He's like, "I have a teleportation system."
Doctor Who? Was it a Doctor Who Christmas?
It wasn't Doctor Who. It was like in the
80s. Oh, that's going to be the next Doctor Who Christmas special is him and Santa.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Any other honorable mentions?
The Futurama version of
No,
Santa.
Not specials. Got to be a movie.
It has to be a movie.
Santa Claus conquers
TV
the Martians.
Santa Claus conquers the Martians. there's a movie called Jack Frost the Maniacal Snowman, where it's a homicidal snowman.
Frost. Would we count the Guardians or the what's the name of that
movie?
Oh,
no, I know
the Jack Frost. Guardians?
That's it.
That's an awesome movie.
Does that count as a Christmas movie? That's a pretty good movie.
It was like the Avengers. It was
with kind of
with Santa Claus and Easter
figures,
Bunny.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was a good movie.
Easter Bunny was Wolverine.
Yeah.
I saw it for the first time on an airplane. I was just I wanted to. This looks solid. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty good.
Awesome. You saw an awesome movie on an airplane. That's weird.
They often all, on international flights, they can do all the awesome movies on airplanes. Like, that's how I saw There Will Be Blood. It's
saw There Will Be Blood without it being, like, censored at all? They didn't censor it all in the airplane? Oh, wow.
There's not much to censor, honestly.
Yes, true.
Not a lot of cussing. And
yeah, it's just the guy being a dick.
He is, though. Maybe that's what, you know.
In spite of the name, the only bloody part is the very last scene of the movie. Man, we are way off.
We are so far off topic. It doesn't even snow in that movie.
Somehow there will be blood, which is probably the anti-Christmas
movie. It is an anti-Christmas
movie.
Any other honorable... Well, we didn't mention any Scrooge movies. Patrick Stewart's Christmas.
How the hell would I pick one Christmas Carol movie?
I know.
There's millions.
Patrick Stewart's is probably my favorite.
There's Scrooge.
My favorite's actually probably the Muppet Christmas Carol Michael Caine.
I'll give you that.
I like Scrooge, which was the Bill Murray one.
Yeah, love that. Bobcat Goldthwait in that is brilliant. He's brilliant in that. Yeah.
The Taxi Driver.
Awesome, awesome movie. Any other honorable mentions? There are so many damn Christmas movies.
Yeah.
No?
Well, we mentioned a bunch of them.
We mentioned a bunch of them.
Santa Claus movies are solid.
Yeah. Elf, we mention Elf?
That's pretty good.
I like Elf. Story. The what?
Santa Claus Story was the one that had the Dudley Moore one.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
All right.
That's the only one John Lithgow is the bad guy.
Right.
That's a piece of crap. Yeah, that's bad.
That is a bad one.
But
that's one of those good ones.
Yeah. I haven't watched it since I was like 8.
I'm going to have to go home and watch Die Hard.
It's basically Arthur as an elf.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's the only Dudley Moore movie I've ever enjoyed is
Arthur,
yeah. And then the remake with, what's his name?
Russell Brand.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out on iTunes. Give us a rating, a review, all that good stuff. Special thanks to Comic City 2, our home away from home. We couldn't do anything we do without them.
We love you, Mark.
For everything we do, check out OutrightGeekery.com, blah, 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 blah. Take us out, Dave.
Join us next time on the Geekly Debate. Same geek time, same geek channel.